Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman, and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women who need to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day five, and let's talk about jealousy. From personal experience and from what I've observed in others, jealousy stems from one or several of these things: insecurity, feelings of inadequacy, and ungratefulness. What that looks like is you don't feel good about who you are, so you outwardly resent a friend or someone who you know is confident in who she is, but secretly, inwardly, you really want to be like her. Or you look at how God has blessed someone else who didn't even try to get what you're still waiting for, and you resent them. So I want to give you a little Bible story that I think falls in line with this. In Numbers 12, we find Miriam and Aaron complaining about their brother Moses. Their complaint goes something like this, and this is a paraphrase, so don't quote me on this, okay? But here we go. I can't believe he married that Cushite woman. And what's this with God using Moses to prophesy? Aren't we prophets too? And that's basically what they were saying about their brother. Now, at first, when I read the whole passage, I couldn't figure out for the life of me what Moses marrying outside his race had to do with anything that they were complaining about. But then I realized that we as humans have the tendency to look down on people who aren't like us racially or culturally, especially when they've advanced to positions that we feel should be reserved for people like us, right? And I think they may have been using this fact to prove in their minds that they were equally as good, if not better, a prophet than Moses. So God called Aaron and Miriam out and basically told them that, yeah, well, you know, Moses is better than you. And I use him more than I use the both of you because I talk to him face to face. But the rest of you guys, I speak in riddles and dreams. That's how I speak to the rest of the prophets, except Moses. And then he struck Miriam with leprosy. She was later healed because Moses begged for her healing. But yeah, he struck her with leprosy because they complained about Moses. They were murmuring about God's plan to use Moses, and God heard it and he wasn't pleased. So what does this have to do with jealousy? Well, the actions of Miriam and Aaron are exactly like those, I think, of jealous people. They speak badly about the person they're jealous of, and they make comparisons. And here's something else that this passage showed me. If you sense feelings of jealousy rising up in your heart, you need to take it to God. Chances are there's some other heart issue that you've got going on that you need God to address. Plus, murmuring and complaining about it is not going to get you any closer to your desire. And even if it does, say by chance it does, you will arrive there bitter and still comparing yourself to other women who you believe have more than you when you arrive at your destination. So the best way to combat jealousy is to practice gratefulness and avoid comparison. Now, I want you to make a list every day from this point forward if jealousy is something that you struggle with and comparing yourself to another woman and what she has and what you feel you don't have. Make a list every day of what you're grateful for in your life, and do this until practicing gratefulness is a habit and you stop comparing the perceived lack in your life to the perceived abundance in someone else's. So if you've got questions about jealousy and other ways that you can combat it, email me at afi@authoroffaithmen.com. And until tomorrow, stay encouraged, and we will talk soon.